The link between eating disorders and other health challenges. Did you know that many people who struggle with an eating disorder often experience a co-occurring mental health challenge such as depression, anxiety, or obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD? This is because eating disorders usually appear as a way of coping with the symptoms of other mental health conditions. Read more and discover the most common mental health challenges that co-occur with eating disorders and how to find the best care and support for you or your loved one in the most challenging times. Eating disorders and types. Eating disorders are severe mental health conditions that affect our mental and physical health and quality of life. They often stem from the unrealistic perception of body weight and shape, leading to unhealthy relationships with food and excessive restrictions or food intake. Unhealthy eating behaviors involve using food as a way to cope with intense feelings, emotions, or other situations. Anyone can develop an eating disorder, but the most vulnerable group of people are teenagers between the ages of 13 and 17. Common eating disorders include anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, binge eating disorder. If left untreated, disordered eating can have a serious impact on a person's mental and physical well-being, as well as overall daily functioning. Many people tend to hide their challenges and isolate due to feelings of shame or fear of judgment. At Leaf Complex Care, we provide a person-centered approach to eating disorder support, helping the people we serve feel empowered and live a meaningful life. Co-occurrences with other conditions. Eating disorders often accompany other mental health conditions, creating complex challenges for diagnosis and treatment. Mental health challenges like depression frequently coexist, intensifying feelings of hopelessness. Anxiety disorders, including OCD, can amplify the need for control, a central aspect of eating disorders. Additionally, eating disorders often co-occur with personality disorders, such as borderline personality disorder, BPD, and bipolar disorder, BD. These intertwined mental health challenges necessitate a comprehensive and integrated approach to treatment and support. Eating disorders and mental health. Eating disorders are not just about food and unhealthy eating habits, they are serious mental health conditions. Scientists found that eating disorders can cause unusual neurological activity across the nervous system, which is associated with a range of psychological symptoms, including low self-esteem, negative self-perception, feelings of inadequacy, loneliness. One of the most common eating disorders, binge eating disorder, is often rooted in difficult family relationships, a history of severe stress and trauma, or an inability to express emotions. Social factors also play a significant role in developing eating disorders. For example, the unrealistic beauty standards promoted on social media can cause a loss of self-confidence and distorted body image, leading to restrictive eating habits and extreme weight loss. Eating disorders can affect everyone, regardless of gender, age, or social background. Eating disorders and anxiety. Eating disorders and anxiety often go hand in hand, creating a complex web of emotional and psychological challenges. Anxiety can be a trigger for disordered eating behaviors. The intense fear, worry, and restlessness associated with anxiety can drive individuals toward restrictive eating patterns or binge eating episodes. Also, the guilt and shame resulting from eating disorder behaviors can intensify anxiety. This co-occurrence highlights the importance of addressing both conditions simultaneously in treatment, as effective management of one can positively impact the other, improving overall well-being and mental health. Eating disorders and BPD. Eating disorders and borderline personality disorder often intersect, presenting unique challenges for individuals. BPD appears with unstable moods, self-image, and relationships, while eating disorders involve disordered eating patterns and body image concerns. These conditions can reinforce each other, as the pursuit of control over food intake may provide a sense of stability for someone with BPD. Similarly, the extreme emotional swings associated with BPD can contribute to developing unhealthy eating behaviors. Addressing both disorders is crucial for comprehensive treatment, as improvements in one area can positively affect the other, improving the overall mental and emotional well-being. Eating disorders and bipolar. Bipolar disorder involves intense mood swings, ranging from emotional, manic, highs to depressive lows. These extreme mood shifts can influence eating habits and body image perceptions. During manic phases, individuals may engage in impulsive behaviors, including disordered eating patterns. Also, depressive episodes can exacerbate feelings of guilt and low self-esteem related to body image, potentially intensifying eating disorder behaviors. Eating disorder and OCD. Eating disorders and obsessive-compulsive disorder can coexist together. This can often pose a challenge in determining the precise diagnosis, as both mental health challenges involve obsessive behaviors. OCD involves persistent, intrusive thoughts and compulsive behaviors, while eating disorders revolve around distorted eating patterns and body image concerns. These conditions can intersect, as obsessive thoughts about food, weight, or appearance may drive compulsive rituals related to eating. For example, strict calorie counting or rigid meal planning can become obsessions, leading to restrictive eating behaviors. Eating disorders and depression. Depression involves persistent feelings of sadness, hopelessness, and a loss of interest or pleasure in activities. These emotions can contribute to or exacerbate disordered eating behaviors. Additionally, the guilt and low self-esteem associated with an eating disorder can intensify feelings of depression. This dual challenge emphasizes the importance of addressing both conditions in treatment. By addressing the underlying emotional distress and fostering healthier coping mechanisms, individuals can work towards improved mental and emotional well-being. Eating disorders and neurodiversity. Mental health professionals have identified a strong link between eating disorders and different forms of neurodiversity, including autism spectrum disorder and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. The reason behind this often lies in the sensory processing challenges that many people on the autism spectrum or with ADHD cope with. For example, people with autism may get overstimulated by specific smells or textures of some kinds of food, leading to either obsession or extreme repulsion towards eating. Another example involves challenges with processing internal stimuli such as hunger, thirst, or pain in people with autism or ADHD. People may struggle with recognizing their hunger cues, which can lead to an eating disorder or disordered eating behaviors. Eating disorders and ADHD. Many experts believe that people with ADHD have a greater chance of developing an eating disorder. This is often due to a lack of impulse control and focus of attention, which are common ADHD characteristics. Consequently, this might lead to an increased risk of developing binge eating disorder or other disordered eating behaviors, including intentional purging. Other eating-related symptoms include difficulty recognizing hunger and satiety cues, which may result in avoiding food or binge eating. Eating disorders and autism. People on the autism spectrum are often particularly sensitive to food textures, smells, or tastes. This might lead to food aversions due to selective dietary needs, and people might develop an eating disorder due to their challenges. Additionally, many people with autism struggle with physical difficulties that decrease the pleasures of eating, including gastrointestinal difficulties, or problems with swallowing and chewing. Seeking professional help. Seeking professional help is a sign of strength and an essential step towards regaining control and fostering a healthier relationship with food and your inner self. It is also a crucial step towards recovery and well-being. A qualified healthcare provider, such as a therapist, nutritionist, or physician, can offer specialized guidance tailored to individual needs. They can assess the severity of the disorder, provide a clear diagnosis, and create a personalized treatment plan. This may include therapy to address underlying emotional issues, nutritional counseling to establish balanced eating habits, and medical monitoring to address any physical complications. Remember, you don't have to face this alone. Dedicated professionals are ready to support you on your journey to recovery. Get support with Leaf Complex Care. People with mental health challenges turn to Leaf Complex Care for our person-centered approach to treating eating disorders. Our dedicated team of support workers aims to address the stigma surrounding eating disorders and deliver humanized home care services to every individual with complex care needs. To provide bespoke assistance, the Leaf Complex Care team works closely with the individual, their family members, and specialists to assess each person's needs and personal preferences. Our support workers follow personalized care plans, prioritizing the individual's independence, dignity, and safety. If you need a proactive care provider for a loved one with an eating disorder, We are here for you 24/7. We deliver CQC-regulated home care services to individuals with complex care needs. Contact us, and we will create a tailored care plan catering to your unique needs. Read more about other topics. Blog What is domiciliary care? Domiciliary care means receiving specialist support and assistance in your own home. From all walks of life, many people can start to find that they struggle to. Read more, blog Preventing Self-Injurious Behavior in Autism. Understanding the complexities of self-injurious behavior is crucial in showing compassion and support. How can we bridge the gap between the challenges of individuals with autism and the world that? Read more, blog How to Support a Child with Dysgraphia. Dysgraphia is a learning difficulty that primarily affects an individual's writing ability. It's usually diagnosed in primary school when children begin learning how to write. Like other learning difficulties, dysgraphia. Read more.